Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Okay. Big day talking about affordability, interest rates, the housing market, energy prices, all these things. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. And the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Those year-end benefits are expiring. Please don't let them go to waste. All right. You paid for them. Use them. Complex dental procedures. Dr. Mike Venaria is the man. All right. We're going to jump into the president taking questions from the press corps at the Oval Office. Let's do it.
Mr. President, thank you. Can you explain a little more about this Venezuelan oil tanker and share a little more information?
Well, I'll let the people do it, but you see the result, and I guess they probably have released the pictures by now or pretty soon. You'll discuss that with the appropriate people later on, but no, it was seized for a very good reason.
Sir, there's a new proposal from DHS that would see tourists from a lot of countries have to hand over 5 years of social media history to get a tourist visa. Are you concerned at all that if that's implemented, there would be a decline in tourism next year? And what sort of concern
no,
do you think?
No, we're doing so well. We just want people to come over here and safe. We want safety. We want security. We want to make sure we're not letting the wrong people come into our country. We're getting rid of a lot of bad ones from jails, from mental institutions, drug dealers, and we're getting a lot of bad people, murderers. 11,888 murderers, half of them, almost exactly half of them, committed more than one murder. We're getting rid of them. In some cases, we don't even want to get them out. We put them in jail because we're afraid they're going to come back into our country. We're not going to let them back in. So we've taken a very tough stand. And you see where we've been, like Washington, D.C. Now people walk down the streets. They go into restaurants at night. It's beautiful. It's like this beautiful thing to see because until I got here, this was a very, very bad place. We had a terrible thing happen 2 weeks ago with terrorism with regard to two National Guards people that are so phenomenal. One is no longer with us, and one, amazingly, we weren't looking with great hope on that, you know, that Andrew. And today he got out of bed, actually, got stood up, didn't say anything. It's a little early, but the chances of Andrew, other than his mother, who said, nope, he's going to be okay. His mother was the most positive person. And could be that she'll be right. It's pretty amazing. Made progress. It was both of them were so badly hurt, we never thought that one could survive. So it looks like Andrew's doing pretty well.
The winner of the Nobel Prize dedicated the prize to you, the Nobel Peace Prize. And she left Venezuela very, very soon to the ceremony. There is a risk she could be arrested, actually. What would happen if she's arrested? What message do you send, or would you send to Nicolas Maduro?
Well, arrested by who? The Nobel Prize Committee? It sounds like that's probably the ones that would arrest. Now, I don't know anything about it. She was very gracious. She said I should have gotten the Nobel Prize. And I don't, you know, I mean, I'm doing this to save lives. I'm not doing it for any other reason. But no, I don't like if she would be arrested. No, I wouldn't be happy with it.
Senate Republicans currently have a health care proposal that would take away, let those ACA subsidies expire, and then put about $1,000 in people's HSAs. Do you think that is enough money? And how do you ensure that people who will see those tax subsidies expire won't see their health care costs skyrocket?
Well, the Unaffordable Care Act, which is Obamacare, they call it now the Unaffordable because it's unaffordable. It used to be called the Affordable, but it was never affordable. It was always bad. It was basically designed for the benefit of insurance companies. And what we're doing is we want all of the billions and billions of dollars that went to insurance companies to go directly to the people, and they can buy their own health care. And people love it. I don't know if the Democrats are going to approve it because they want the insurance companies to make money. It was a scam. Obamacare was a scam. But we're going to see. I mean, the Republicans, I can tell you, want the money to go to the people. And we're winning that battle. The Democrats are having a hard time with it because they're in the pocket of the insurance companies. Yes, please.
You spoke to some European leaders that insert
I did.
Could you tell us about that? And is there a revised peace plan that Ukraine has presented?
Yeah. The leaders of France, we spoke to, and Germany, and UK. All very good leaders, very good friends of mine, and we discussed Ukraine in pretty strong words. And we'll see what happens. I mean, we're waiting to hear answers before we progress. You know, we're not spending any money in Ukraine. We're selling basically missiles and everything else to NATO, and NATO's paying us, and then they distribute it to who they want. I guess they're mostly distributing to Ukraine, but we're not spending money. But you know what we are? We're spending a lot of time and a lot of effort because last month 27,000 soldiers were killed. Both, think of it, 27,000. That's if you take a football game and take half the stadium, that's 27,000. So 27,000 soldiers were killed. Russian and Ukrainian soldiers were killed. And I want to see that stop. We'll find out. Look, there are a lot of things happening right now. A lot of people say it's closer than it's ever been. It's a war that would have never started. If I were president, would have never started. It's a war that should never have started. But we'll have it figured out, I think, within a pretty short
time. You say very strong terms, sir. Could you explain that?
Well, I think we had some little disputes about people. And we're going to see how it turns out. And we said before we go to a meeting, we want to know some things, you know, they would like us to go to a meeting over the weekend in Europe, and we'll make a determination depending on what they come back with. Okay. We don't want to be wasting time. Sometimes you have to let people fight it out, and sometimes you don't. But the problem with letting people fight it out is you're losing thousands of people a week. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Mr. President, two questions. One, the oil tanker. Who owns that oil tanker?
You'll get that information later.
Okay. And have you spoken to Maduro since your last conversation?
No, I haven't.
You've only done one conversation.
No.
And when you say that the European leaders want to have a meeting over the weekend, are you talking about with Zelensky or with them?
With Zelensky and us.
And you said in an interview yesterday that you think it's time for Zelensky to start accepting things. What things are you talking about?
I think he has to be realistic, and I do wonder about, you know, how long is it going to be till they have an election? You know, it's a democracy. It's a long time. They haven't had an election in a long time. It's losing a lot of people, and it's possible that the people, you know, if you look at the polls, I will say 82%, there was a poll that came out, 82% of the people are demanding a settlement be made, Ukrainian people. They want to see a settlement be made. I understand that they're losing thousands and thousands of people a week. They want to see it ended. And I do say, you know, at what point, when do they have an election in Ukraine? That's not casting dispersions on anybody, but they do have a massive corruption situation going on there. And they do say, you know, when are they, people are asking this question, when do they have an election? Are they going to have an election? Or are they going to just keep it going like this? So I think it's time to get that war settled. And I think it's a war that can be settled. But it takes two to tango.
Mr. President, Mr. Warner Brothers, the new owners of Warner Brothers Discovery, to make changes at CNN, big changes, and he's spoken to Jared about it. What are you doing with him, or did you sort of call him off a little bit?
So what do you want to know?
What changes do you want to see at CNN under new ownership?
Well, I'm not involved in that. I will be probably involved, maybe involved in the decision. It depends. You have some good companies bidding on it. I think the people that have run CNN for the last long period of time are a disgrace. I think it's imperative that CNN be sold, because you certainly wouldn't want to put people, just leave those people with some money, good money, and CNN, so that, you know, they can spend even more money spreading poison, because it's lies. It's a disgrace. So I wouldn't want to see the same company end up with CNN, the same company with money, because right now they don't have too much money. But they have value, I guess, based on the bids. They've got value. But I think CNN should be sold, because I think the people that are running CNN right now, are either corrupt or incompetent.
Yeah. That'll be a factor in decision making, because, you know, we've got some.
Well, in my mind, but I can be talked out of that by some very talented people that we have, antitrust people. But I just think that the people that have run CNN into the ground, by the way, nobody watches, very few people watch, I don't think they should be entrusted with running CNN any longer. So I think any deal, should be guaranteed and certain that CNN is part of it, or sold separately. But I don't think the people that are running that company right now and running CNN, which is a very dishonest group of people, I don't think that should be allowed to continue. I think CNN should be sold along with everything else.
Sir, Leslie, you spoke about affordability earlier in your remarks and yesterday in Pennsylvania. How much more can we expect to see you on the road kind of delivering that message? And are you worried at all about the Democrats winning a couple more things in Miami and Georgia?
I don't worry about it. You know, it's like statistically, it's amazing. When you win the presidency, even if you win by a landslide like we did, and even if you do a good job, and some people say we've done the best opening 10 months in history, you know, in the history of the presidency. I think we have. Who's done better? We ended 8 wars. We have the strongest economy. We have $18 trillion coming in, which is more than any country had times, I think, 5 or 6. $18 trillion is a lot even in your standard, right?
Yes, sir.
Even for that guy, $18 trillion is big numbers. But we have $18 trillion coming in. Pretty amazing, right? I think Qualcomm would be very impressed if they had even a little piece of that. So we've done a great job. But for whatever reason, and nobody's been able to give me an answer, when you win the presidency, you seem to lose the midterms. Even if you win the presidency by a lot and you do a great job as president. If, you know, some presidents have done good and they've lost. I think it's like 2 times in the last many, many years it's been 1. I don't know why. It doesn't make sense. Usually I can figure things out, but I don't know why, but that seems to be. But other than that, we should win, because we're doing great. The economy is roaring. I think the economy is only going to go on, you know, better with all this money pouring in. We have factories being built. And forget about AI. We have AI more than anybody. We're leading AI by a lot. But we have many car companies coming in from Canada, from Mexico. They're closing up. They're coming in from Mexico. They're coming in from Canada, from Japan, from Europe, all over Europe, Germany, all over Europe. We're doing great. But for whatever reason, it doesn't matter how well they're doing, you know, good and bad. The bad you understand. But when a president's doing well, they seem to not do well in the midterms. So we're going to try and change it. There should be no reason for it. If anybody at the table can figure out, Bruce, a nice psychological reason. But I want to win, and winning the midterms is important. People want us to win the midterms, and I think we have great spirit. We should win the midterms, yeah.
Under Joe Biden's administration, during COVID specifically, Biden removed the safety standards on abortion drugs. Now I'm hearing from a lot of pro-lifers that they're very anxious because yesterday Bloomberg reported that your FDA is slow walking a review of the abortion drugs that Secretary Kennedy promised.
Yeah,
so do you want to see that?
I'll find out. I'll ask them.
Do you want to see
this? I don't think they're slow walking anything, but I'll find out. Yeah.
Mr. President,
any update on the clashes between Thailand and Cambodia, sir?
Yeah, I think I'll have to make a phone call. I was going to say that the Thailand and Cambodia, one of the eight that I settled, they've been fighting for a long time. They've been fighting for a very long time, many, many, many decades. But I got along great with both. I found they were two great leaders, two great people, and I settled it once. I think I can do it pretty quickly. I think we're scheduling a phone call tomorrow.
Mr. President.
With Thailand.
On the Fed chair.
With Thailand, if you know, just to answer Steve, with Thailand and Cambodia, I think I can get them to stop fighting. Who else can do that? Think of it. Settled eight wars. Every once in a while, one will flame up again, and I have to put out that little flame. I have to put it out, but we're going to put it out again. So I think I'm scheduled to speak to them tomorrow and see if I can. It was unfortunate what happened. I mean, I know exactly what happened. It got it started a little bit, but we'll see if we can put it out.
We're interested in the seizure of this tanker. Well, what happens to the oil on this ship?
Well, we keep it, I guess.
Where does it go to?
Well, you have to follow the tanker. You know, you're a good newsman. Just follow the tanker.
Do you know where follow, it's going?
It follow it. Get a helicopter and follow the tanker.
Is it true it's going to
But we're going to, I assume we're going to keep the oil.
Mr. President, on Fed Chair, Kevin Hassett said you were going to announce your decision within the next 2 weeks. Is that correct?
Maybe.
Are you doing your interviews with finalists today?
Well, I'm meeting with Kevin Warsh today, so I'm meeting with him. I sort of have a very good idea what I'm looking for. Again, I'm looking for somebody that will be honest with interest rates. That's all. I just want honesty. Our rate should be much lower. Our rate should be the lowest rates in the world. Because all these countries that you see, you know, with low rates, many of them are low because of us, because they suck so much money out of us. But that's not happening anymore. We should have the lowest rates in the world. And without us, none of them really exist as an economy. I mean, I can show you these really prime, really wonderful countries. They've had nothing but success. It's because they took so much out of the United States. I mean, it's one of those little problems. I want to see that when we do well, we're rewarded for doing well, not the way it's been for the last pretty long period of time.
Are you asking these finalists to pledge to lower rates?
No, I'll be asking questions and I'll be able to figure it out.
So we have three countries sending drugs to the U.S., Mexico, Venezuela, and Colombia. And you talked to the president of Mexico, you already talked to Nicolas Maduro. Have you considered talking to the president of Colombia, who you call a drug leader?
No, I haven't really thought too much about him. He's been fairly hostile to the United States, and I haven't given him a lot of thought. He's going to have himself some big problems if he doesn't wise up. Colombia is producing a lot of drugs. They have cocaine factories that they make cocaine, as you know, and they sell it right into the United States. So he better wise up, or he'll be next. He'll be next, too. And I hope he's listening. He's going to be next. Yes,
Mr. President.
Because we don't like people when they kill people. And they sell drugs. They kill them in the United States. And Colombia is a major manufacturer of drugs, meaning cocaine in particular, as you know.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Multiple House Republicans in recent weeks, days, have been critical of Speaker Mike Johnson. I wanted to ask you if you're still confident in the Speaker to keep his conference together ahead of the midterms, and how often are you speaking about him?
I think Mike Johnson is great. You know, he's had a majority of 2, 3, 4, then back to 2. We actually had 1. So we were 1 heart attack away from disaster. So everybody prayed for everybody's health. I think Mike Johnson's been a fantastic speaker. I mean, a very hard job because, you know, when you have a small majority, and We got the biggest bill in the history of our country approved, the Great Big Beautiful Bill. I call it the Great Big Beautiful Bill. There are different names for it, but to me, it's a Great Big Beautiful Bill because it gives the biggest tax cuts in history, the biggest regulation cuts in history. No tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. I think Mike Johnson's been a great speaker. I think few people could have done that job.
Do you want to see another big package move through Capitol Hill the next year? Or?
Well, we don't need it because we got everything. You know, this was supposed to be 17 bills. And I think it was my idea, but, you know, with the concurrence of people that have done this a long time. And I said, why don't we make it one bill? Because it's very hard to get things approved by the Democrats. And it worked out because there was something good for everybody. If we would have done 17 bills, we wouldn't have gotten a third of them approved. It was something great for everybody in the one, you know, the Great Big Beautiful Bill.
Right? Yes, good to see you, Mr. President. Hi. I can follow up on the event last night in Pennsylvania. Huge crowd turned
yeah,
out there.
Big crowd.
It seemed like Rally Trump was in prime condition last night. You enjoyed it. Can you just give me your thoughts on that? Then I do have a question on the gold card.
Last night was amazing in Pennsylvania. We had a tremendous crowd. It was like freezing. And the people, the thousands of people on the sidewalk trying to get in or the streets. It was an amazing evening, actually. And I think people really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. You could tell that.
I can tell that you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I really did. Well, you know, it's easy to enjoy when you do a good job. And, you know, when you can talk about things in a very positive way, it's hard not to say. We have potentially the greatest economic boom in the history of the world. It's being built right now. And when it opens, there will be nothing ever in history like what's happening in our country. And, you know, Washington, D.C. is safe, and Memphis is down. Look at Memphis. Crime is down 60% in Memphis. We just got there 3 weeks ago. And we're going to have New Orleans. New Orleans was just sent a group of people there, and crime is down 28% in about 3 days. No, we do a good job, you know, and these are central casting people. These people are, they're very tough people if they have to be. They're very good, they're great patriots, but they are the toughest, and they don't take any nonsense. And every place we go, we knock down crime. Too bad that we're not invited more into Chicago, because we could save Chicago very quickly. But even that, we're doing it on a minimal basis until, you know, at some point we'll just go in and do what we have to do if the governor doesn't wise up. They got a bad governor, they have a bad mayor.
Okay,
I would say they're both incompetent, but it's hard to believe that people don't want to stop crime. We could stop the crime in Chicago in about 2 weeks. Go ahead.
My question is on the gold card. I apologize if I missed the answer to this. Is there a limit to how many gold cards these companies can buy?
Howard?
So the program is part of the already approved visas. So we're just going to have great people come into this country. You know, the average green card holder earned less than the average American. So they were more likely to be on the dole and be on our assistance programs than average Americans. And the idea is from President Trump, he wants to raise it, bring in the best people into America. So same visas, but now just full of the best people.
Basically, it's a green card, but much better, much more powerful, a much stronger path. And a path is a big deal. Have to be great people, but much stronger path. And it also, in addition to that, helps companies, because not only for companies, but if IBM gets somebody number one in his class at the Wharton School of Finance, and you're dying to get the person, but you can't guarantee the person stays in the country, because oftentimes they'll say, I'm sorry, sir, you got to get out of here, you have 24 hours, right? And you say, where's my employee? Now IBM can buy a card, and that employee can be there for essentially a very long period of time.
Mr. President,
it's so needed for the companies. You know, it's needed for others. But really, it's basically a much better form of a green card. And you can't get green cards. They are impossible to get. This is much better than a green card. Yeah.
Yeah, so did you tell Bruce Blakeman not to run for governor, or that she should think about not running for governor?
I haven't spoken to... First of all, he's a friend, she's a friend. These are two great people running. In a way, I hate to see them running against each other. I hope they're not going to be damaging each other. But Elise is fantastic, and Bruce is. They're two fantastic people. And I always hate it when two very good friends of mine are running, and I hope there's not a lot of damage done. Sometimes it works the other way. The victor ends up being much stronger because of it. A lot of times that happens in politics. Well, I think in New York we have a convention toward the end of February, and I think you'll know pretty much at the end of February what's going to happen, and I'll probably have to, you know, do what I want to do. But I hope he's running now, as you know, and she's running. We have two very talented people. Either one should win against the Democrats.
Lately focuses on one of your cabinet members predicting that you're going to fire this one or you're going to get rid of that one. Of all your cabinet members, who would you perceive as the most under attack?
Well, I think my cabinet's fantastic. I read the same stories that I'm unhappy with this one or that one, and I'm not. I think the cabinet's done a great job. I read a story that I was unhappy with Pete because he was attacking drug dealers. And I said, that's not exactly right. I would say very much the opposite. Pete Hegseth has been phenomenal. I read a story recently, I'm unhappy with Christie. I'm so happy with it. I mean, we have a closed border. We have a border that's the best border in the history of our country. Why would I be unhappy? She's fantastic, actually. No, we have a fantastic cabinet. A really fantastic cabinet. I mean, Lutnick, I'll have to think about. No, I'm on.
Can't have everything.
Can't have everything. He's doing great. Well, Howard's done really well, and Scott's done really well. We have just a fantastic cabinet. I'll tell you who's doing a great job is Linda McMahon. We're bringing education back to the states where it belongs. Education is going, we can't do any worse than we're doing right now. Let the states run it. You know, if you go back to some of our states that have run so well, so good, I would say 40 of them. And then you'll have trouble with five and you'll have bigger trouble with another five. But you have 35 or 40 states that will run education as good as Norway or Denmark, Sweden. We have some, you know, the heads of the list are Denmark, Norway, Sweden, a few others. I think if you go to Iowa and you go to Indiana and you go to, I can name a lot of states, I think it would be almost the equivalent or maybe better. But you can't run a school system in Iowa from Washington, D.C.
Yeah. So the Gaza plan, when do you expect to announce the members of the Board of Peace, the leadership of that?
Well, we'll do it early next year. And the Board of Peace, it'll be one of the most legendary boards ever. Everybody wants to be on it. It's mostly going to be, I guess, you know, we weren't thinking about it that way, but they want to all do it. Basically, it'll be the heads of the most important countries.
Mr. President,
they all want to be on. It wasn't really planned. We thought we were going to get very distinguished people that do that kind of thing for a living. But really, it looks like it's turning out to be they want to be on the heads, the kings and the presidents. Prime ministers, they all want to be on the Board of Peace.
Mr. President, on the video uploaded last night's rally, can you clarify, you have called the affordability crisis as a Democratic hoax, but you also want to make America affordable again?
No, the word that they use is a hoax, and because they're the ones that caused the problem. I'm talking about when you're trying to say it a different way. It's pretty simple, though, if you listen. It's a hoax where they created the problem. They're the ones that gave the high prices. So when they use the word affordability, they shouldn't be using that word because they're the ones that created this problem. They created the highest inflation in history, and they created the highest prices in history. And now we have to get those things down. But when they go, they look and they say affordability. They never discuss it. They just say the election's about affordability. Well, It may very well be. I think it's also about still the border. You have to remember the job. You know, the sad thing is, for 7 months, we've had no people come through our border. Nobody can even believe it. Zero people. And the people that do that are largely Democrats, which the people that do the stats. We've had no people come in other than coming in legally. But if you take a look, and nobody wants to talk about that. In fact, last night I said, let me talk about the border. My own people told me, sir, nobody cares about the border anymore. You've fixed the problem. I said, do I get a little credit for fixing a disaster where millions of people a month would flow into our country and, you know, from prisons and from gangs and from drug dealers and mental institutions? They say, sir, you fixed the border. Nobody cares. I say, but I care. It's sad when you fix something and then you can't even use it. You can't talk about it. My own people don't want to talk about it anymore. But very simply, the Democrats created the worst crisis of inflation that this country has ever had. And with that came the highest prices that we've ever had. And I'm fixing it.
Mr. President, has Secretary Hegseth told you why he hasn't released the video of the second strike?
No, he hasn't told me. I thought that issue was dead. You're surprised you bring it up. You must be.
Lawmakers are still CNN.
Are you CNN?
I am a CNN.
Oh, gee, I'm shocked to find out.
But lawmakers are still talking about it on the Hill.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know about lawmakers. Which lawmakers are you talking about?
Just the Democrats talking about trying to release it.
I mean, the people that you work for, the Democrats. You know you work for the Democrats, don't you? You're basically an arm of the Democrat Party. Thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's President concluding his lots of comments there. We'll talk about the seized oil tanker. What's up with that? I'll give you all the details on that, too. We'll take a very quick break. We'll catch up, and I'll come back, and I'll break that down for you as well, along with some other things that were said, including CNN's ownership. What's that all about? Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, so... Venezuelan oil tanker. Well, we think it's a Venezuelan oil tanker. We're not 100% sure on that, but this is what we know. President Trump said the United States has seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. There was no additional detail that was provided, even when the press brought it up today. The president obviously has been engaged in this campaign with Maduro, whom he has labeled the terrorist drug cartel leader. The president has repeatedly suggested his military campaign against vessels he says are carrying drugs in the Caribbean could extend to strikes on Venezuelan soil. So that's about as much as we know at this point. We don't really have a lot more on that situation. He said, you will know. We will tell you, but we haven't given, he didn't give any details in that. But what the president said is that it seized a massive Venezuelan oil tanker. So I think we can assume it's Venezuela that owns it. And obviously this comes as the United States and Maduro's government, who the president has said Maduro is a drug cartel leader, basically an illegitimate leader, and everything else. So he said, quote, we just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, large tanker, very large, largest one ever seized, and other things are happening, so you'll be seeing that later, and you'll be talking about that later with some other people, the president said at the White House. And he was asked recently about a ground operation in a South American country. Would he rule it out? He said, I don't want to rule in or out. He told Politico that was from his conversation with Dr. Burns from that podcast. I think we might have played that audio yesterday. If not, we had it and we maybe didn't get to it. But prior to and it says this now, it goes on to say that Trump and Maduro recently held a phone call. The two sides failed to come to an agreement that would have seen Maduro leave power. Okay, thank you, Matt. Cut number eight is the president commenting on that. If you want to take a listen to it, go ahead.
The border
no,
now.
No, he sent a lot of these people. He also sent in a lot of drugs. So we'll see how it all works out. But
so do you
I can't
to,
talk about
So
strategy.
How far would you go to take Maduro out of office?
I don't want to say that, but...
But you want to see him out?
His days are numbered.
Can you rule out an American ground invasion?
I don't want to rule in or out. I don't talk about it. Why would I talk to you, an extremely unfriendly publication, if you want to call it Politico, that got $8 million from Obama to keep it afloat? Why would I do that? Why would I talk about that to Politico? I mean, I'm doing this because you picked me as a man
well,
for
I'm,
Europe.
I'm asking
I thought it was
transparency for their American people, because a lot of folks are... Well, people are wondering
I'll tell you,
what is...
I am the
is...
most transparent... politician maybe in the world.
A lot of folks are wondering what our goals are in
Venezuela.
Sure,
but I don't want to talk to you about military strategy.
Well, may I ask then, what is your goal in Venezuela? What do you want to see with the actions that you're taking?
Well, one goal is I want the people of Venezuela to be treated well. I want the people of Venezuela, many of whom live in the United States, to be respected. I mean, they were tremendous to me. They voted for me 94% or so.
Okay, so that's now. Look, I mean, I'll just say this, and I do not want to see us invade Venezuela. I don't want to see regime change in Venezuela. I don't want to see us go into war in Venezuela. That's not what I want, not in the least. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That being said, you have to realize he's never going to ever say that. Because it was the same thing. I remember this. I remember when Chris Wallace asked him in 2015 if he would ever rule out using nuclear weapons. And he said, why would I rule that out? I would never rule that out. So he's not going to answer her question. He's not going to say anything. Because then he loses leverage. He's not going to say we're not going to invade Venezuela. I can't imagine he would. But I think that'd be very, I think it would be incredibly unpopular for him among his base. His base would not want it. Remember, a lot of people voted for him because of America First, and whether Venezuela is sending drugs to our country or not, a big part of the reason why Trump won, the coalition said, enough with the wars, enough with the regime changes, enough. And now, I like the fact that we're delivering on peace. I like no new wars. I think all that is great. So I think it would be I can't imagine he does it, to be honest with you. I can't imagine that happens in a million years. Now, today, Mike Johnson said he's happy that Jasmine Crockett's running. I'm happy Jasmine Crockett's running. I couldn't be happier Jasmine Crockett's running. This is the Speaker of the House from the press conference earlier today. This is cut number 6. Take a listen.
Yeah. Can I get your thoughts on Jasmine Crockett's run for Senate? What does it say about the state of the Democratic Party? And do you feel worried about her chances of winning at all?
I'm absolutely delighted that Jasmine Crockett is running for Senate in Texas. I think it's one of the greatest things that's happened to the Republican Party in a long, long time. She is the face of the Democratic Party, she and Mamdani. Good luck with that. I want her to have the largest, loudest microphone that she can every single day. And we look forward to having that election down there. We are going to elect another Republican senator in Texas. Texas is a red state. Texas, the people of Texas are common sense Americans, and what Jasmine is trying to sell will not be purchased by the folks of Texas. That is my prediction. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thanks so much.
No, she's a disaster. I mean, she's a terrible candidate. I think it's fantastic that she's running. I think it's great, personally. And, you know, I mean, you've got a lot of very bad Democrats right now, like Tim Walz, for example, who believes that people are afraid of him and criticizing him because he's so masculine. So these two got together. This is like the gate master and the key master and the gatekeeper getting together here. Gavin Newsom's podcast featuring Tim Walz, two of the biggest a-holes, narcissist a-holes in the history of politics in America, got together for a podcast. Now, I've told you before, I don't like this whole idea of Gavin Newsom trying to normalize or be normalized by conservatives going on there. So I'm glad to see that he's got at least a Midwestern doofus like Tim Walz on there, because at least it makes me happy to know that, you know, he's staying in his own lane, so to speak. But they chatted about a lot of different things. And one of the things that he said was because he's just so masculine. And he said this to the guy who, again, I remind you, posed the other day like a lotus with his legs or his ankles around his head. And, you know, after he posed the other day with his legs crossed in a manner that would crush any man's ability to reproduce. So this is cut 12.
But I think this notion of toxicity and masculinity needs to be separated. And I think it's been conflated. And I think we're going to have to work on that a little bit. And I think there is a crisis.
I think some of us scare them. I think I scare them a little bit why they spend so much time on it. No, I'm serious, because I can fix a truck. They know I'm not on this. Yeah. I'm not putting this in people's grill. I don't know if my identity is not hunting. My identity is not football coaching. My identity is not, you know, a beard and a truck.
You know, if he had left out the part where he said, no, I'm being serious, I would have thought he was just joking. Because nobody thinks that dude is masculine after he tried to load a shotgun on his nether regions. Like, literally on his junk is how he tried to load a shotgun. There's no one who thinks Tim Masculine is so masculine, let alone so masculine to scare us. I'm just saying that. I think it's very relevant to make that point clear. Not a single person thinks that. At no point has anyone ever said, you know, that Tim Masculine, that Tim Walz is a real masculine guy. That guy's masculine. He's Tim Masculine. That's how masculine he is. We didn't even say Walz anymore. No one thinks that. Okay? Just laying that out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I mentioned earlier AI is ripping people off. So there's a story in the New York Post today about this, and it says that AI is being used to nickel and dime us for everything. And it talks about how Instacart and these other things, what AI is doing right now is essentially changing prices faster than we can keep up based on market demand. And it's happening in a way that, at least the story goes on to say, that you could wind up paying more for something that 5 seconds earlier was cheaper, and then if you wait 5 minutes, the price goes down even lower than the other price. And AI is just now getting involved in this game. I saw this personally. It was Amtrak. I tried to buy an Amtrak ticket the other day and went online, and it was $39, and I clicked it, and then it said, sorry, that price is gone. So then it went up to $56. And I said, well, the hell with that. I'm not paying that. You know what I mean? I was really in a rush. And Amtrak sometimes, New Jersey Transit's terrible. And a lot of times the trains get delayed or rerouted to Hoboken. Or they just get stuck at Sea Caucus and you're sitting there where the Amtrak trains go right by you. But I said, I'm not paying that. So I was at the Trenton train station. I went, I got a cup of coffee. I waited about 10 minutes. Still had about 20 minutes or so till the train was going to arrive. And then with about 2 minutes to spare, price dropped down to $39 again. So I grabbed it. Because I knew. I said, this is a joke. They're looking at the demand and now they want to squeeze me and I'll just wait and I'll grab it. And I think you see this a lot with things more and more. And it's artificial intelligence. But what you didn't know was that AI is racist. So you probably figured that AI would be used. I mean, hotels and airlines have been doing this for years. They're just now doing it more aggressively with AI, where they respond to the demand and everything else that would, you know. How do you know that, Matt DeSantis?
I read it in a book.
But how do you remember? When did you read this book?
Like freshman year of college. It was a while
this
ago.
This is the single most random thing anyone has ever texted me in the history of my life.
Well, it was interesting, and it's relevant to what's being discussed.
You are such a dork.
Oh, my God. You really are. It's amazing.
You could have ignored it. You didn't have to you know, shame me.
No. This cannot be ignored. This must be. This is unignorable, as they say.
It's interesting.
Would you like to share with us what you wrote?
I said, in the 1990s, Coca-Cola tested a smart vending machine that could automatically raise the price of Coke when the temperature increased, but they discontinued it because of public backlash. The theory was that there would be higher demand in hot weather, so Coca-Cola could increase the price of their product and obviously make more money as a consequence. But the public they didn't like it.
I could see why they wouldn't. And you read this in a book in college.
Yeah.
And now you remembered it now today.
I remember everything Coca-Cola related.
I mean, it makes sense, right? If it's hot out, you may want a nice, delicious, cold Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And you might be willing to pay more for it.
I think most people probably would. But it's bad PR. There's no doubt about that.
But now with AI, you could probably hide it better.
I don't know if you can.
Because I would think those old machines in the 90s probably displayed the prices, wouldn't they? So you would know what the price is, and then you'd see it change? I'm wondering if with AI, you never know what the price is until you hit the button, and it's made the change, and you have no idea what it was 10 minutes ago.
I would like to believe people are smart enough not to put their credit card into a machine not knowing what the price is going to be. But I guess you're right. I mean, something as small as a Coca-Cola, you're probably not super locked in on whether it's going to be $2.50 or if the vending machine is going to charge you $3.50. It is a decent way to ration the Coca-Cola on a hot day, though. Like, a vending machine only has a limited supply.
I agree.
So I don't know. I understand why they would discontinue it, but I understand why they would try it in the first place.
Oh, listen, I get it. I mean, the goal here is to make money. It's the same thing with airlines and hotels and everything else. You use supply and demand. So you react. And I think that those other industries, we're just so used to it now, the idea that based on the demand, a price for an airline seat, you could be sitting next to some schlub who paid twice as much as you.
Yeah, you kind of expect the price to be static for some products, for certain.
Certain products, I think people just expect that the price would be static. And others, they get annoyed when they find out that they paid more than somebody else did. For me personally, I try to almost wait last minute to buy everything because I don't think there's any advantage anymore to buying something ahead of time. It seems like you're better off just rolling the dice and seeing if you got a hotel room that's empty that they're willing to I mean, that's my sense of it. I don't know.
I agree with you. Even flights, I tend to wait till the last minute. Not necessarily because I think I'm going to get a lower price, but because I can see which seats are going to be surrounded by people and which ones aren't. You have a better chance of getting like a row to yourself or at least an empty seat to your left.
Fly first class, though. No, so what are you worried about?
I've only done it a handful of times.
A handful of times, Justin. Only a handful.
That's about a handful more than I ever have.
Well, one time I needed to fly for like I
why
had.
Did you,
to,
why did you need to?
Because the only seats that were available were middle row, and I had a ton of work I had to get done, and I didn't want to start elbowing people to my left and right while I'm trying to type away at my laptop. That's rude. I didn't want to be that guy.
No business class. That didn't cross your mind at all.
The only thing that was available, other than first class, had people to your left and right.
He actually bought two seats in first class just to make sure that there would not be anyone next to him in case he needed to rest his Harvard textbooks.
Plus, you get a delicious breakfast. It wasn't that good.
So much. I really do.
Everyone hates him. Everyone.
Some people like me, just they're few and far between, and they have questions.
I can just see
days.
It too, as everyone's sitting down in first class, and they're offering people a glass of wine or something like that, or champagne. He's waiting for his free Coca-Cola, which you can get.
That is what happened
in economy class. Like, what are you, schmuck?
I don't really drink, but I do love a Coca-Cola. By the way, did you try the Holiday Creamy Vanilla Coke?
No, I'm not trying, no.
They pulled a fast one on us.
This really?
Yeah. I love Coca-Cola. And maybe it was my own fault because I got it in a plastic bottle, and I do think Coca-Cola is better in a can or a glass bottle or from a fountain. Like the fountain drinks are better. It tastes kind of like just vanilla Coke.
Shocker. Yeah. Shocker. You fell for the
marketing.
I feel
like I've been had. It's still good. Don't get me wrong. It's delicious. But
we're all shocked that you fell for the marketing. We really are. We're all surprised.
They assured me it was going to be creamy vanilla Coke. I didn't find it all that creamy. I just tasted vanilla.
Have you taken the time to go on social media and voice your displeasure with this?
No, I don't want to get on Coca-Cola's bad side. They could charge me more at the vending machines.
You think at some point in the future, AI will be able to scan retinas, know it's you, and charge you more? They'll make that investment?
They might. I don't want to have to become a Pepsi person, so yeah, I'll share my opinion here amongst friends, but I'll keep it to myself otherwise.
Friends in the loosest sense of the word.
Yeah. The colleagues is more appropriate than the co-workers. Yeah, let's be honest.
Let's park the brakes real quick on friends.
went a little overboard there.
Acquaintances. Okay.
I could see the future of Eddie Rashid saying, "Sorry, Matt, I can't deliver you the Coke."
That'll be $50.
Yeah. He'd be like, "Come on, Hal, open the vending bay door. Want my Coke? Sorry, Matt. I think you have to go to the Pepsi machine. Can't give you this delicious icy cold Coca-Cola. You trashed me on the radio the other day."
I'll have to hire Linda Kearns to wage lawfare against them.
Speaking of, I saw the phone light up. I'm assuming that's her right now.
It's a shame we got a guest coming up.
It's
a shame we got a guest coming up. We can't accommodate her right now, but... It'll be 2025, a space odyssey where Matt DeSantis can't get his Coca-Cola. 2026, a space odyssey. "Sorry, Matt, I can't open the vending bay door right now. Come on, Hal, I'm going to die of thirst here." All right, before I go to break and we get Daniel Turner on, I do want to play Ayanna Pressley, who said that AI is racist. I didn't know that, but, you know, it's good to know. I didn't know it would be used to rip you off, but cut 15.
Ms. Whitmore?
Yes.
And Mr. Branch?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We need urgently civil rights laws for the 21st century in the age of AI, which is why I've joined with Senator Markey and also with Congresswoman Yvette Clark to introduce the AI Civil Rights Act. It's urgent because the truth is that we are already behind. People are already being exploited and discriminated against with the use of algorithms. Now, let's take an issue like housing, for example, which in my opinion is a human right. Everyone deserves more than just shelter. They deserve to have a home. It's safety, it's dignity, it's health, it's mobility. In 2025, the Trump administration has gutted the key agencies that protect against housing discrimination, the CFPB and HUD, Fair Housing Enforcement Offices. They are even trying to undo consent orders that are already in place, like the Townstone discrimination case in Chicago. This gap in civil rights protections is an opening for continued discrimination. One study found that mortgage lenders are 80% more likely to reject black applicants compared to white applicants with the same qualifications. Mr. Branch, should we have additional oversight tools such as assessments to test the algorithms out before companies can use AI on the public? Yes or no?
AI is racist. You see that? By the way, the whole mortgage thing is also a fugazi, as Dr. Wilfred Riley has pointed out in our show many times. We'll have to get him back on very soon to talk about that. But we'll take a break. We'll have Daniel Turner coming up. I want to talk about energy prices and just how they are and how they're doing. And we'll find out exactly on the case of that. Plus, we'll keep you updated on the story of the Venezuelan oil tanker. And a little bit later in the show, kids and laptops, are they ruining their brains? We'll talk about that as well. But I want to tell you about Bob's Little Sports Shop, because listen, here's the deal. Bob's Little Sports Shop is the absolute best. It is my go-to place for all things Second Amendment. And with the holidays now, you might be like, all right, I got it so-and-so to get a gift for. What do? You get a Bob's gift card. It's the best. And you get $10 in Bob's bucks to use when you could use that throughout 2026. Bob's gift cards make a great gift for everybody in your list, whether it's And they got lots of things at Bob's, too. You got to know, it's not just the best selection of firearms anywhere, but they've got great accessories, too. Even coffee. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And they got gear, tactical gear, clothing. They got it all at Bob's Little Sports Shop. So you want to go see them today. It's also the place to have your holiday get-together. A lot of times this year, you're going to have people do the same old, where they book a catering hall or something, or maybe in a restaurant. Everybody's kind of standing there awkwardly talking to each other. Don't do that. What you want to do is go to Bob's. An unforgettable, unforgettable time at Bob's Little Sports Shop. That's what you want to do. All right. Now, the spots are filling up fast, so you want to make sure that you go see Bob's or call them today at, or go to bobslittlesportshop.com and do that before all the spots fill up and then you're left out. You'll have a great time. Everybody will have a great time. Now, I know what you're thinking. Okay, but Rich, not everybody in my group knows how to fire a gun. That's okay. In fact, better that way, because Bob's loves helping people learn how to properly use a firearm. They've got classes all the time and NRA certified instructors, so they know what they're doing and they'll help you figure out what to do. Just no alcohol or drugs permitted on premises. That's the only downside, but probably a good idea for everybody. So you get range time. You could do that. You could buy something, you get range time, and you could have a group event there. Bob's gift cards, tactical gear, you name it, it's all there for you at Bob's Little Sports Shop on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey. I love these guys. They're great.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.